Flame On is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic book shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to Flame On. I'm Brian, and I'm here with BJ.
Hi.
Jeff.
Hi.
And Pat.
What's going on?
We are a gay, geeky bunch of podcasters with, Jeff's the exception. He's geeky, but, you know.
With a straight. Hint of straight.
Little bit. Heteroflexible, I think is the term.
It's just a phase.
Three beer flexible.
Whoa. That's, really? Three? Well, you are lightweight now.
That's true, yes. Yeah.
But we are back for another micro episode, so if you haven't caught on or it's your first episode, every alternate episode, we like to pick one topic and do a little bit of a, quote, deeper dive. This week, we are going to talk about Marvel's The Defenders. Not the comic, because that would be another fun topic, but the actual Marvel Netflix TV show, all about the wacky adventures of the street-level Marvel characters heretofore seen in other Marvel Netflix shows, including...
Iron Fist.
Good.
Jessica Jones.
All right.
Daredevil.
And who are we missing? Luke Cage.
Lucas Cage. Or what was his real name?
Tall drink of dark chocolate milk.
Isn't it something Lucas?
It was.
Lucas is his last name.
Yeah.
Michael Lucas? That's a porn
Carl
star.
Lucas?
It's Carl Lucas.
Part of Synergy, he actually got the idea of naming himself Cage from Nicolas Cage, who got the idea of naming himself Nicolas Cage from Luke. It's a weird serendipity.
Oh, God.
The snake eating its tail.
Ouroboros.
Yes.
Taylor Swift?
One of them is a homunculus.
So, we have all seen the show, and it was only, eight episodes? Eight-hour-long episodes. Did you guys all binge it pretty much, straight in the same day?
No. Broke it up, maybe three here, three there, and then, one last night of, the final run.
Okay.
I finished it 45 minutes ago.
Wow. Good job. We read it. We watched it all in one day.
Yeah.
Mostly on a Sunday.
Well, and ours was we never finished Iron Fist, so we had to make sure we wrapped that one up. So we spent the better part of last week finishing Iron Fist and then going right into The Defenders.
I didn't even bother.
And you really only needed to watch maybe the last episode of Iron Fist.
Pretty much.
To really understand where he's at the beginning of The Defenders.
I will say this, you really didn't have to. There were a few things I was confused on because I didn't watch Iron Fist more than the first episode.
Mm.
But I do kind of wish I had because it did surprisingly use a little bit more of the Iron Fist story than I really thought it, probably should have. But
it really used, in the Defenders part, for at least for referencing the hand, they took everything from Iron Fist except for the Meachums. Everything else played in a fashion. From Iron Fist to the Defenders.
Meachums?
The Meachums.
The family that took over Rand after the family disappeared.
That whole sub-story in the Iron Fist show didn't play at all in the Defenders.
And they didn't even have any of the... They didn't even have the older one, the brother. They didn't even have him in this. He's just on a trip.
They name-dropped him, that's about it.
Yeah.
Do they have the sister?
Nope.
No.
No,
they didn't
mention her. They just had that one lady who was like, I don't know if I should help you. They were like, bitch, help us. And she was like, okay,
I'll help you.
Yeah, so that last little interchange, that kind of sums up to me the feeling of the show. It was a lot of moments that could have been really exciting and ended up being kind of boring and bureaucratic.
Much like a lot of the Netflix Marvel shows.
That's the interesting thing about this is I don't know anybody that went into The Defenders we're going to get street-level Avengers, because the thing about this is you had eight episodes, and I will say they did a really good job of that first episode of cramming as much boring as they possibly could, because the last, four or five were pretty, I think there was a big fight in, the last five every single episode.
Well, the penultimate episode was everybody in the police station kind of hanging out, and that was boring as hell.
Yeah. We want to talk about what we liked first before we really start picking it apart?
Guess. I just didn't... Overall, it was a good stall. I'm saying I think it was boring and a missed opportunity.
But what
did you like? What did you like?
I liked that I didn't want to scratch my eyes out every time Danny Rand opened his mouth.
Oh, that's helpful.
It was more like 50% of the time. And I also liked that, by like episode two or three, you have Luke Cage giving him a long speech about white privilege.
Yes. No, that
was good.
That was pretty on the nose. And there was certainly almost a meta level of reaction to the Iron Fist show.
Well, one of the major things I liked was the fact that they leaned into the fact that nobody likes Danny Rand. It felt like they leaned into the fact that people are like, we don't like you. You're like, kind of a little shithead. And he was kind of a little shithead.
Like, you're kind of the worst Iron Fist yet.
Yeah, like, literally the villains look at him and like, wow, you're so bad at this.
Mm-hmm.
And he is. But that's what I liked about the whole thing where he spends time talking to Luke. Because Luke is kind of like, yeah, you're really, really bad at everything. And you don't even understand what you can do.
Yeah, you have so much power and yet you're doing it all the wrong way.
Exactly.
Right. But you've got a good heart. Got a good heart.
I did. If I pick one thing in the show I loved, it's when Luke and Danny were together and having moments.
Is it because you see the greater potential for what they could do, but not necessarily what they're doing yet?
Heroes, exactly.
Heroes for hire.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would be fine with they don't have to go there. They could probably make a joke about it, but like just do their show.
No, I want
the next show should be their show.
I want Heroes for Hire. I want it. I want it.
No, I mean the idea of it. Yeah, I just I don't know. Jessica Jones was also phenomenal as sort of a foil to everybody else, especially Daredevil.
Yeah. Jessica goddamn Jones.
And I think that made it a little more enjoyable.
Yes.
I really liked that it was, I mean, obvious sometimes, and sometimes it was beating you over the head with it, but I liked the aspect.
Drinks.
Well, no. I mean, yeah. But I liked the aspect of the lighting in the show, really kind of portraying the characters,
mm-hmm.
where at least in the first few episodes, when they'd cut between the characters and they weren't on there in one giant show yet, they would show things in and also even the shooting style of that respective show.
And the soundtrack, which was then jarring when you would go from like mid Asian whatever to hip hop and like back and forth. And it was like, oh my God, this is kind of ridiculous.
See, I
kind
of like that though.
It bothered
me. Well, like once they merged them all together is when it became a bit more on the nose.
Stable. A lot more stable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's also that formula of, okay, we're going to show them all doing their thing and bring them together. They're going to fight because they always do.
Right.
And then they're going to team up. And the only fight that I actually thought was earned and fun was when they were in the hand headquarter building.
Oh, after the meeting gone wrong?
Yeah, and they all just show up and start beating the shit. I mean, that was a fun fight.
There's a wonderful meme that's out there where it's literally like Danny White Privilege Rand puts on a suit, literally is escorted into the building. You've got Matthew Murdock. Matthew, allegory for vigilantism is addiction, Murdock, needlessly parkouring up the stairs. You've got Luke Kool-Aid Man Cage bursting through the door.
Oh, yeah.
And then you've got Jessica Goddamn Jones
taking
the elevator like a sensible fucking person. And I just, the way they all just kind of meet up. But I love the fact that they all met up in twos. They all met up in pairs first. And then either it didn't work or they didn't fucking like each other. But then they literally end up fighting the exact same fight in the same place.
Yeah.
And it gave a good, like, maybe we should really compare notes at some point.
And the eating the shawarma scene that followed in Asian restaurant having dim sum, like, that was great, too. I mean, there was certainly a fun element in that at first.
And that's the thing. Like, that if that had ended at the end of that episode and not lasted for an entire, like, next half episode of, like, well, this is where we're just staked out. We have to wait because we're being hunted.
Yep.
Like, they stayed in the restaurant way too long.
They did stay there too long.
See, and I would have been happy if they had started immediately the next episode from the hand's point of view.
Sure.
Because I loved that when you skip over that episode and you go into, essentially, you get the hand's point of view of them grabbing all their stuff and getting ready to go.
Right, like they're getting ready to basically attack them at the restaurant. Yeah.
I mean, granted, I will forever love the scene of Jessica Jones throwing the car through the front of the store, hitting Elektra. Like, I will forever love that. And That was great. And
need to run over Madame Gao.
Oh God, she actually got some shit beaten out of her.
Of all of the hand, she's the only one that impresses me.
Yeah,
but the rest are really boring and not great.
But she's been doing the same shtick since Daredevil season one.
I know everything.
Hey, it's her shtick. Like Sigourney Weaver's character Alexandra,
she was a non-entity.
She didn't fight. She was like the button pusher. Got Bakudo, who finally shows up, who I didn't see in Iron Fist, but I can only assume is just as boring.
Creepy.
And that's
creepy teacher.
And that was the part that, like, if they wanted to pay off some kind of thing from Iron Fist with that guy, because, I mean, spoiler alert, at the end of Iron Fist season one, Colleen Wing has a big duel with Bakudo because she was his student, and she challenges him, and she wins, and she quote-unquote kills him.
Oh, yeah.
And they've even talked about this in some of the articles I was reading, like the timeline of like, oh, well, we use all of our resurrection sauce on Elektra, so we don't have any. So
where was it? Yeah.
But Bakudo manages to get brought back to life somehow.
It was stored away in a McDonald's vault with the Szechuan sauce.
Right. But so like if they had done, and that was kind of, and I was talking to my wife when we were watching, like, oh, cool. They keep mentioning how they're going to have reinforcements from South America. Maybe it'll be somebody we know, some name they can use. Instead of Bakudo.
Yeah.
And it was like, nope, just boring-ass Bakudo's back.
Well, that brings up a good point. So we got the Defenders. We get them all together. But then we actually get the five fingers of the hand.
Which is that ever even a thing in the comics?
I don't remember
that ever
being a thing.
Point out five...
Well, if there were, it wasn't the inverse... what was the Captain Planet? Geoforce? What was the... From around the world,
Captain Pollution.
Yeah.
They created Captain Pollution.
Right. It wasn't that. Like, and I appreciate the idea of having a multicultural hand. It's not all bad Asian stereotypes.
We all ventured to Kulun,
but
in our own ways.
It was like, wait, what you did? Now, can we talk about the fact that there are no ninjas in this damn thing, and it's all about the hand?
There were more ninjas in Daredevil Season 2 than there were in the entirety of this
exactly.
season.
You are correct, sir. You are absolutely correct,
and
sir.
Yet, and then the one Japanese guy who was gutting the bear.
The bear, yeah.
Like,
the
that
bear.
Was who the ninjas worked for.
And he didn't have ninjas.
He had his little billy club.
He wasn't even very good. Like, I really thought he was an ineffectual warrior.
What are you talking about? He had attitude for days.
And I was expecting him to do something. I was literally expecting him to do something awesome. Like, as much as Bakudo creeps me the fuck out, like, because Bakudo is literally that molestery teacher that will not leave you alone.
He will slip you a roofie
There's no doubt.
The shit out of you.
The way he talks, like, he was a good villain, but at the same time, he was kind of a boring villain.
Mm-hmm.
It was the weirdest thing. Like, every time he talked to Colleen, I'm like, girl... Get out. Just leave him alone. I lost track of where he was.
The Japanese villain.
Oh,
lack of ninjas.
That's exactly what happened. I was like, oh, okay, cool. There's this guy. He's supposed to be a badass. Even Stick, like, talked him up. And I was like, all right, cool. I want to see what he does.
Stick was so wasted, too. I mean, I get it's paying his whole thing off, but oh, my God.
I mean, you kind of saw... You saw Stick's death coming... When they were like, the chaste is all gone. And I'm like, well, your number's up, buddy.
Why are they called the chaste? Do they not get to have sex?
Nope. I don't know.
Only one that got to have sex is Elektra. And that's only because she's like, I'm going to have sex.
Worst member of the chaste ever. She's like, yeah, I like to kill on occasion. And I like to get down. I like to get freaky.
I mean, best or worst, because she did kind of take over.
Back from season two when she was... Elektra and a member of the Chaste.
Wait, hold on. What's your last name?
Nachos.
No.
Nachos.
That's not the...
Nachos.
RG Tacos.
RG Tacos.
Anytime I saw the whatever Nacholopolis, whatever her last name was, it just made me think of Legally Blonde. Mr. RG Tacos.
We kept waiting for like Taco Bell to have some kind of endorsement. Like, okay, if they start selling electric nachos... We're going to go buy them shits.
I'm very proud, though, of the show for actually, from Daredevil Season 2 throughout Defenders, actually pronouncing her name properly, because I swear in the movie, they said nachos every single time, and it drove me insane.
Nachitos?
Which movie?
I don't even know what it is.
Daredevil movie or the Elektra movie?
Oh, no, both.
Oh, boy.
Like, I was...
Well, how do you say her name?
Nachos.
Nachos.
Nachos. Okay.
Nachos.
Nachos.
So there was product placement, not by Taco Bell, but with Samsung?
Yes.
All over the place?
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
Oh, especially in Iron Fist. Like, pay attention to Iron Fist every single... They do a zoom in on every single goddamn phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, no. I actually really liked her. I was weirded out at the beginning, but she feels more like... By the end of Defenders, she felt like actual Elektra.
Well,
to me.
Elektra has to take the hand at some point. Like, yeah, that sure. is right out of the book.
Yeah.
But the way she did was a little like, wait, now you did what now? Like,
yeah.
And I'm always. You're not the Black Sky, or you are the Black Sky. You're something else, too. Like, what?
I'm amazing.
Well, and like, Elektra in the comic books, like, I've never gone back and read the Frank Miller original run.
You should read the one with Sienkiewicz.
That's the one really where Elektra lives stuff? Again? Or
I think yeah. so. I'll look it well, up.
Like, just her personality-wise is always kind of read like the Punisher, where she has just enough personality to have a story. Otherwise, she has none whatsoever.
It's time to chew bubblegum and kill everyone in the room, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
So, like, her standing and saying, like, I want to be free, and I want to take over, and I want to, like, whoa, that's way too many wants and desires that I've ever heard Elektra have.
It's Elektra Assassin. It is art by Sienkiewicz. And it's written by Frank Miller.
Okay. Huh.
That's
okay.
the one that has the Beast in it. And I kept thinking Alexandria would be revealed as the Beast.
Yeah.
And
well, that was the rumor.
Else.
Yeah, then, that was the rumor.
No.
I gotta commend them on that misdirection because I was literally expecting some sort of demon to pop up.
You got Sigourney fucking Weaver, and I feel like it was just, she's wasted. Her character is so boring.
That is her kind of her thing now, though. She shows up at the end of that Alien movie with Simon Pegg, and for 5 seconds, and she's kind
of
wasted.
Showed up at the end.
She shows up at the end of Cabin in the Woods, and she's Basil Exposition. She's here to move the plot along.
But she had such potential, and they lingered on her for so long.
And they focused on how she was dying, and how this motivated her to get shit done. And then they kill her on episode 6.
They killed her at the exact right moment for me because I was sitting there the whole time and she's fighting with her teammates and she's just like, no, I'm the member. And I'm like, all right, I'm done. Somebody, oh, thank you, Elektra. Okay, cool. Like,
yeah.
And I do like, because for me, Elektra and Jessica Jones were those voices on their respective teams of like, okay, we need to get our shit together. We're done. We're doing something or we're not doing something.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I'm making a decision.
Having been in that position many times in my life, I know what you're talking about.
That was also Rosario Dawson, at least initially in Iron Fist, but then the problem is she would make the comment about how stupid the plan was and then still go along with it. And then bitch about, I shouldn't have come along. But you said it was stupid before you left.
Can we talk about how she was kind of wasted too? Like, a lot of the side characters, like, they got different amounts of coverage. Daredevil's people, not so much. A little tiny bit.
Yeah.
Emotional beats.
I wanted, and that is what's funny.
You wanted more Foggy.
I did want
especially
more.
Especially now that he cut that fucking hair.
And he slimmed down a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
And see, unless that was all hair weight, you know, could happen.
But that leads me to this other thing that I kind of liked, but I wanted more of. I really wanted every single one of the side characters to sit down and be like, our friends are fucking insane. How do we keep them out of jail?
But that's the other part where it's like, we have all of the side characters sitting together and going, man, yeah, my buddy Luke Cage, you know, he's like the hero of Harlem. Oh, Jessica Jones, you know, we all know what she can do.
Oh, Matt's pretty cool.
And Matt. So wait, he's just a lawyer, right? He's a blind lawyer?
Sure.
Yeah, that's. I'm not drawing the connection to the Devil of Hell's Kitchen yet.
And they actually call him Daredevil.
Well, he calls himself Daredevil, and everybody else seemed to call him the Devil of Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. He calls himself Daredevil.
No, but somebody else called him Daredevil.
Might have, but it seemed like they were bouncing back and forth,
they just decided.
It may have been Madame Gao.
I was gonna say, I think it was Gao in the restaurant. She it's when they're having one of the standoffs, and she says something like, oh, the Daredevil, and just it, yeah.
Yeah.
The devil who dares. I don't know.
The unbreakable one.
I think that's what it was. I think it was somebody called him the devil who dares.
Oh,
and,
God.
And
I hope not.
Jessica
hope
Jones, who's the, what?
Bitch who drinks.
Jessica, God.
Bitch who drinks.
Oh, it was something like
the
that.
The unyielding
was,
woman.
That's where it was.
Unyielding woman.
Like, that wow, was, what the fuck? That's
that
your
was
power?
Good, though. That
nevertheless,
was nice.
She persisted.
That was, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Nevertheless.
Very happy with that choice.
Well, okay. It's that or the fucking drunk. I mean,
the bitch who drinks.
I prefer. Well,
she drank less. Than
she did.
She stole
beer
from a bum.
Exactly my problem.
But she had one beer. She stole one beer from a bum. Whereas
she
drank
like a bottle of Jack or whiskey or
Crown
or something.
She had like two bottles of Jack.
She had some unnamed alcohol with her at all times.
And then
she woke up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
I mean, did she like, I love how the whole thing took place over the course of
like 3 days.
I think it was like 2 days and most of it was at night.
Yeah.
And even she was like, listen, I haven't changed my clothes. There's architect brains still in my office, in my apartment.
Oh, yeah. That was a lame storyline, too. That whole architect thing. I'm like, this could be so. Oh, but what is this? It's just a dude and he built a building and he's got a secret in his piano. What the fuck?
It made me feel like the comic. The most recent Jessica Jones comic with the woman who's like,
oh, yeah.
My husband's acting weird. Yeah. I need you to follow him. And then he's killed. Like, I really felt like it was the newest Jessica Jones comic and then
but worse.
Used for like a completely different reason.
It's the inciting incident-ish.
This whole thing felt like...
A boring comic.
No. It felt like a comic book. A lot of the Netflix Marvel series... have been, you know, darker, grittier, and very, like, kind of ingrained in reality the way people react to everything that's happening. Claire's even like, my fucking friend was stabbed with a goddamn samurai sword.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck does that happen? You know, but then Defenders comes along, and they're like, people are being resurrected, here's a dragon skeleton, like, this dude has chi, and everybody except for Jessica's like, oh, well, it's just a Monday. And Jessica's like, no, this is not normal. Well, but this was the most comic booky of
all. Oh, yeah,
of them.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, they were trying to go a little higher than their pay grade and just like failing, I think, in so many ways to do that.
But I feel like
I think you're just bitter about it. It's not that bad.
It was okay.
Missed opportunity.
It's very comic-y. It's needlessly comic-y in ways.
And honestly, that's kind of the comparison I'd have with like certain Bendis books. Like there are certain plotting issues that have always existed in all of the Marvel Netflix shows. And I think even this one, the fact that it was only 8 episodes, it's like, cool. You've shaved 5 episodes off of your total amount to get the plot down where you don't have wasted time or dragging parts, but they still did, and it's kind of like a Bendis, like the prime example
storytelling
was Secret Invasion had shit going on for 2 out of the 6 issues. The other 4 were finding ways to get characters as far away from each other as possible so that way they can't wrap it up quick,
so, and then like, having a lot of conversations in offices,
right?
Yeah,
and I feel like
space headquarters, whatever.
That's what this was. It was like it interspersed the fight sequences where you at least had a decent fight sequence every other episode, or maybe to a certain extent every episode. But there was a lot of downtime between that, and a lot of time of, oh, this is the necessary plot development we have to do, and we have to show the infighting on the hand side, and. Like the part with the hand, like, oh, well, you remember the last time the 5 fingers of the hand came together and all the bloodshed.
So epic, right?
And nothing happened.
Can I ask a question? All right. So they talk about the hand coming in and destroying a city.
Uh huh.
Was it literally them destroying a city to get the goo?
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
Sounds of it.
It was literally them destroying a city to get what they needed to continue on being them.
So it's not like in Batman Begins, which I kept flashing back to. Ra's al Ghul and the what's the group? League of Assassins because they're trying to, you know, have this long game of making society this and that and making money or whatever.
Well,
they're
like the farmers of society. Like every now and then they have to kind of cut back the field.
The hand instead is just a big old fucking empire with all these little warlords off in their little respective domains. And all they really ever want to do when they come in to destroy a city is get the goo.
Right. Pretty much. And
all that does is cause the ground to become questionable?
Yeah, because they dug through like a fault line. And I guess they dug through so much.
Or is there
I don't think there's a fault line.
Is there a dragon skeleton under every major city
kind
in
of the
world?
That's kind of the implication then, if it came from the dragon. And then like why did the hand company was it called Big Circle.
Midland Circle.
Midland Circle is the name of the building.
Well, but the holding company that kept coming down from the generations that owned that land over the deep chasm, whatever. Why did they not have an operation to like pump the goo out by then if they had the space protected it?
Why didn't they have an oil business going into effect?
The goo wasn't... So
The door protected the goo, right?
Well, there is no real goo. Apparently, it's something they process from dragon's bone.
Oh, I missed that.
But is that a thing? Because this was they seem to be thrown off by the fact that there was an Iron Fist locked door in front of this dragon skeleton. Maybe there wasn't that in place in other cities around the world.
Just doesn't make any sense. Because
they were like,
sense.
Damn, we actually need the Iron Fist this time.
It's just so random. And then Alexandra wanted to go back to Kunlun, and I guess she thought that the door would lead her there, but the door didn't. Like,
but I don't think she ever wanted to go back, because that was the thing the other members of the Hand kept giving her shit about, is like, we all want to go home. Yeah. You don't want to go home.
But why... I don't know. Well, it's many confusing points like this.
It's just the fact that Kunlun only shows up every so often, and supposedly...
I thought that was Brigadoon.
Brigadoon!
And, I mean, definitely Alexandra and Madame Gao, they ain't making it without some ground-up dragon bone to huff. The other two, I'm like what was his name?
Is that Thing Fang Foon Poppers? What is this?
Sawande? Yeah, it's
Sawande, who will slow your heart rate if you get too close to him.
Dragon Poppers.
Sawande.
And they didn't pay that off whatsoever.
No, they fucking
did.
He's
got special powers, and they don't even really use it.
I was expecting him to do something to Luke to make Luke like...
Right, that's what I thought, too.
I was all like, oh, shit. Luke's going to meet another dude.
There's a rule of storytelling in cinema, and to a lesser extent, or more now, TV. If you introduce an idea, you better fucking pay it off.
Right, it's called a loaded gun.
Thank you.
If you introduce a loaded gun, at some point the gun has to go off.
This show had so many loaded guns that did not go off and just sat in a cupboard and never got raided or anything.
It had a solid two. Although I did get the one loaded gun they teased in Luke Cage, and that's Misty losing her arm.
Oh god.
Oh yeah. It was like... And I feel bad for being like,
we were all there.
Lost her arm.
We're like, oh no, they're not gonna kill. Oh yeah, there we go. Now you got the arm.
Oh, I never thought they were gonna kill her. I was just
sharp sword, and she has no arm.
I thought they were gonna kill somebody.
Claire needed to die.
I thought they would kill her. I really thought they would.
She was the main presence in all four shows. Fuck, if you include the Daredevil season two, five shows. She needed to get killed off. She was
their Coulson.
She's their Coulson. Right, exactly. And it would have. And personally, I'm like, no, I need Jessica and Luke to make their little baby.
I need Claire. I need. Although it's like, God, Luke just went through that shit when he got introduced in Jessica Jones. Like, oh, I'm still in mourning about my dead girlfriend, and it'll fucking happen again. It's like, can we just wrap that?
It was his wife. There was more there.
It was his wife.
There was more of a bond.
His wife slash
He spent the last 9 months in jail.
Either way.
They got together for like 5 days before he went to jail. They were fine.
But also, when you start to notice, like in the Defenders show, like every time Luke meets up with somebody, it's a female member, like, yeah, did you?
I did like the fact that they didn't have a moment where like Matthew, like Claire shows up and Matthew's like, hey, Claire. And then Jessica shows up and Luke's like, sup?
Awkward.
Yeah. I am a little happy they didn't have that movie, because that would be so easy. It's low-hanging fruit. It's definitely low-hanging fruit,
but
and I'm
honestly,
glad they didn't go for that.
There's a reality to it, though.
There is a reality
to it. Because, I mean, Luke and Jessica have the moment. Why wouldn't Claire and Matt have that moment?
Yeah. I forgot they hooked up.
Yeah, for all of like one episode, and then she's like, whoa, he's way too dark and broody.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yep.
I did enjoy Jessica saying something to Luke like, we should get coffee sometime. That was a nice little way to do it.
Right? You know shit's serious, because it's not alcohol. Like, oh man, we're gonna be drinking something besides booze.
Well, it was the throwback to Luke Cage?
Yeah, it was Luke Cage, where that's what he said to Misty before he slept to it.
Exactly.
And then that's what he said to Claire. And Claire, at first, Claire was like, "I'm not having sex with you." She was like, "Listen, buddy, nice try."
Hey,
because he's John Coffee. He's as black as coffee.
So. I was gonna say all that they had when they had sex was they maybe overturned a table. Man, that's. That's pretty low. That's pretty low key. That was him taking it easy.
He's got to be careful with her.
Holding back.
That was taking it easy.
He's got to be careful with her. He's been in prison for a couple months. You know, she's normal.
She's all.
I was
you know,
he just gets to be the lazy top. Luke, just lay there. I'll do the work. I do not want to have you rip my pussy in half. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Good on Claire for being like, listen.
So
please,
yeah.
Please be gentle.
I mean, they're doing a Punisher show. We know that. I think I heard they're doing Jessica season 2.
Yes, they are. They confirmed all the shows for the next season. Like Iron Fist is getting a season 2.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it is.
They announced that a few months ago.
Yeah. Why?
Because they have more story to tell.
It wasn't horrible.
Seriously.
Stop it, crotchety old man.
And I'm sure
off my lawn.
Inhumans will set the bar for the new bad show. That'll be the new threshold for bad Marvel shows.
Well, and
it will not, because it has an amazing CGI Lockjaw.
Who will probably be in it twice.
Hey, Iron Fist had an amazing CGI opening. If the guy from the opening was doing the same moves that Danny Rand was doing in the show, it wouldn't have been half bad.
Well, Iron Fist season 2 does have a new showrunner. They completely were like, yeah, no, you can't do this shit. So
no, we're gonna promote you to doing Defenders and Inhumans.
I would love at least either a two-parter in Luke Cage season 2 or Iron Fist season 2 where it's Heroes for Hire.
Is there another Luke Cage as well?
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah, there is.
So I wonder if any of those will cross-pollinate.
Luke Cage had some of like the biggest praise of any of the shows.
No. Yeah. I'm fine with more Luke Cage. I just want to see. Dan, I don't want to see another Iron Fist. I want to see them together, like I said earlier.
Right. Well, yeah. They've talked about, too, like maybe they could in some way introduce, because the way the Defenders ends with Danny Rand kind of taking up the protector of Hell's Kitchen role.
Yeah.
Hanging out on rooftops.
Yeah.
With his glowing fist. Like, oh, shit, what time is it? Hang on, let me glow my fist and check my watch.
Okay, so we know at the end, and by the way, we have obviously been spoiling things, so at this point, there's no need to give you
a spoiler
warning.
I love the spoiler warning towards the end of the episode. By the way, if you made it here.
By the way.
But
sorry we spoiled
retroactive, this goes back. We
put
did eventually, like, you know, the whole killing off, quote-unquote, killing off Elektra and Daredevil in the great crash of 1929.
Sure.
Like, obviously, Daredevil's fine, and he wakes up somewhere with nuns.
I mean, but is he? Wasn't there a storyline where he got possessed by something?
Shadowlands, and if they want to do that, that's fine.
But then that didn't happen because the building crashed on him. That happened because he stabbed Bullseye in the heart.
Yeah. Hey, he committed. He went too far.
Yeah.
But like, are we thinking?
I want fucking Bullseye. By the way,
I thought that
is Colin Farrell busy?
No, Bullseye. God, no. Are they doing a third Daredevil season?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they did confirm
He made me miss.
Because we do want to see what's his name come back. Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kingpin.
Oh, yeah. Well, for as much as Defenders was a continuation of the Iron Fist story, and so Iron Fist heavy. The end of it really leads into Daredevil season 3.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's like phase 2 for the Netflix. And I believe they said they're going to do a Defenders 2.
I think the next one on deck, though, is going to be Jessica Jones season 2.
Is that the next one?
I think production-wise, like, I'd assume that would be the next one up, because they've already had 2 seasons of Daredevil, and now they have the Defenders.
Yeah.
So, and that was the next one in the list air.
Probably. And they've talked about casting, but I guess they've talked about
time-wise,
casting.
Time-wise, we're closer to where Daredevil falls in the...
Right, but then
schedule.
I'm just trying to think, because I know shooting, like, production already started for Jessica Jones season 2.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I would just assume that would be the
next. Well, actually, if we go by time of year, Luke Cage should be next, because that was the end of October, or the beginning of October.
Yeah, but I don't think it ever works like that.
They were keeping close to it.
Yeah.
Because then they would, like, Daredevil season 1 and season 2 came out pretty much around the same time. Then you had Jessica, you had Luke. But now with the Defenders, now you're throwing in Punisher. You can't just have one or two. You're going to end up having to move those schedules around.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're gonna just kind of redo the... Yeah, they're just going to redo the scheduling, probably.
And they did confirm that Karen... What the hell's her last name?
Karen Page?
Page is on Punisher.
Really?
Yeah, nice. In supporting cast.
Oh, okay.
So there is
now
some...
that she's the Ben Ulrich, you could really have her anywhere.
I'm still salty about that.
Ben
Why
Ulrich.
The fuck did they have to kill him?
Oh
off
my god, that broke my heart. That really broke my heart.
Who did they kill?
They killed Ben
Ulrich.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
no, I know. It's I was pissed about that.
Such a waste.
Wait, did they kill an older black man on this show? Because I feel like
that's so unusual for a Marvel Netflix show.
I'm just finding out if they did.
I'm surprised Misty's boss didn't die.
I was going to say.
He needed to
die. Yeah.
That motherfucker needed to die.
He's like, all right, dude. Like, how many times can you threaten Misty?
They killed Sawande.
Sawande.
There you go. There's your dead black man.
Sawande,
he made it that far. Yeah.
Womp womp.
Well, Yeah, that's Defenders. I don't know. I'm but still just...
They did actually... Netflix actually broke with their... kind of broke with their tradition. And they released which of the four Marvel Netflix shows that's was true. The highest watched. Oh. And I was super excited about it.
It was Iron Fist.
Is it Jessica Jones?
Yes, it was Iron Fist. No, it was Jessica Goddamn Jones.
Jessica Goddamn Jones.
People are like, I have to see why people keep bitching it. Oh.
That's exactly what I was thinking. No, I'm very happy that she got, and rightfully so, I think. It's different. It's something new. It's something we don't see all the time.
Well, it also had a lot of word of mouth because of the way it addressed abuse and PTSD and all of that. So it had a lot more than just their marketing campaign behind it. But what was funny about that is they didn't just say, okay, well, it's Jessica, Daredevil, Luke, Iron Fist, or whatever. The way they went from there was that it showed what like the next thing would be for people to watch. So from Jessica, people went to Daredevil.
Yeah.
And if you watched Luke Cage first, you went to Iron Fist. Like, it was interesting the way that so they didn't really rank them, but it was kind of like, well, there was a progression.
Huh. So that's interesting because the teams they meet up in the twos, it's Daredevil and Jessica, and it's Luke and Danny.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah. Huh.
But then I also question, just because of it being Netflix and them arranging their recommendeds
stack the deck.
Exactly. They could arrange that however they want, and you're just kind of like, oh, next show, it automatically starts or it recommends the next one in the list, right.
So if you fall asleep watching one at the end and then picks up the next one.
It
also could amount to, when Jessica came out, the only other thing that was there was Daredevil season one and two. And after, then you had Luke Cage and then into Iron Fist, so it could have swayed it that way as well.
Can't trust those Netflix numbers.
I wonder if that's why they're so hesitant to release them, because they know that it's not that simple.
Right. You know? There's algorithms for Netflix's, watching queue.
Yeah.
In play.
Are we in the Matrix?
The
Matrix.
You do that, you pull that thread, then it's like the YouTube controversy with what the shit they recommend.
So if you liked The Defenders, you should let us know. If you didn't, you should also let us know. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, pretty much every social media thing that you can think of. Saraha.
Grindr?
Is that still a thing?
No.
No, we never did a Flame On Grindr account?
No, we
Does that give you the wrong idea? Does it portray the wrong...
I mean...
Makes me think I have to go to the doctor.
Jesus. But if you go to flameonshow.com, you can actually find all our social media links along with our lovely cast bio and links to contact us and tell us what you think. So any and all that, flameonshow.com. You should go check it out. Let us know. And in 2 weeks, we'll be back with a full cast of the regulars or irregular regulars.
I'm regular.
Don't forget, if you would like to help support our show and our network, our parent network, the Nerdy Show Network, you can become a Patreon subscriber by going to patreon.com/nerdyshow. You can become a monthly supporter and even earmark some of that money to come directly to us.
Which really helps us buy things.
I'm so hungry.
Like I got kid
new
to feed.
Pop filters so we don't pop at you.
It's been 84 years.
Since you popped?
No, God, no. Lord.
Anyway, on that awkward note, see y'all next time.
Thanks for listening to Flame On, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes, like and follow us on SoundCloud and Audioboom, or subscribe and stream on Google Play. Who the hell is using Google Play? Never mind. Flame On was created by Brian Pittard and is recorded, edited, and produced by Pat O'Rourke. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding through the Patreon network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network, and there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. And be sure to follow Nerdy Show and Flame on all your favorite social networks. Grindr, Scruff, I heard there's a thing called Recon. It seems scary. Follow us on at Flame On Podcast, because that's what I decided to call it instead of at Flame On. Twitter and Flame On Show on Facebook, Tumblr, and all your favorite gay hookup sites. Already said that. If it's gay and geeky, we've got you covered.